Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from the bodies in the sand. Tropical drink melting in your hand.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It is 8 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 23rd. Colleen, you know, you can feel the summer slipping away.
Hey, it's going to be in the 40s tomorrow night. How about that?
Shut your mouth.
Right.
Are you kidding?
I know.
That is horrible. It's still August, and yet it's going to be in the 40s. And this is the time of year where you say it's going to be in the 40s consistently, and then it's going to be 4 degrees. And we need Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority to get us the heck out of here.
Help.
Bonnie.
Oh, I thought us. 50s at night were getting there, but 40s,
like 50s.
Now I'm really pumped up for warm weather destination futures. Alrighty. Well, yes, it's the time of the year we get everything that comes into us right now is, you know, you still have time for a 2017 vacation, but you know what? 2018, if you're going to go away, plan. So let's do a few things. Something I've found that was really interesting are kind of best places to travel in September. So what is September like? Well, it's kind of that back to school season,
yeah.
Right?
You know, I was thinking that though. There's a lot of people. Think about the industry here in Northern Michigan that relies on tourism. So we don't, a lot of us don't get to enjoy our summers. And maybe we want to go enjoy our summer somewhere else in September.
Well, and that's what's great about it, because just like our tourist season when we have so many people in town, you could now go up to Portland, Maine, or you could go to Charleston, South Carolina. You're less likely to find so many tourists, but the weather and the beauty is there for it as well. So, you know, fall foliage, we have beautiful fall foliage. But sometimes, you know, might want to go peek at some others.
Yeah.
Like in the Catskills.
Oh.
Or, you know, it's a good time to go to, like, Yellowstone National Park. Plenty of entertainment, hiking activities to please everyone in the family. I know children might be in school, but there's a lot of friends that start getting together, or you just want to go out there and enjoy yourself. It's not as busy.
That's what I was going to ask about the national parks. If you're going to the national parks in the fall and even the springtime, aside from spring break,
right?
Not as busy as if you're going to go in the middle of summer.
Not as busy. Great time to see it. Good weather still. I mean, all those are the things that pay, you know, are variables that sometimes can impact your vacation. But we know here in Northern Michigan, it's beautiful. We love our falls. And then Halloween comes and it snows. So
that's the real scary part of Halloween.
That's the scary part of Halloween. But, you know, you have all different wine tours that go on around the country. You know, San Diego is beautiful most of the time, but San Diego, it's not as busy. Things like that. So think about if you just want to get away, and then if you want some romance in the air, there's Paris. There's places in Europe not as busy again, but beautiful weather. Things to go and enjoy. It is an amazing time of the year to travel.
So Europe in September, still not bad weather.
No, not at all.
Not necessarily bikini weather, but not bad weather.
No, it's not bad weather at all. And some of the rates start to drop down again because you've left the peak season being the summertime. But there are a lot of different festivals that go on and things like that. So you got to be aware that, you know, there's, depending on where you're going to go worldwide, you just need to say, hey, this is what I'm trying to get away.
Right.
I want to do this. But do it now. I mean, there's still space in the fall. And we talk about that, you know, a lot of our, you know, suppliers out there, you know, and the hotels sometimes go down in rates. You know, maybe New York City, which is notoriously kind of high most of the year, you might find some little pockets in there where you can get hotel rooms that are a little bit better, or especially in other parts of the country where it's not that peak season.
Yeah.
Think about our own wonderful Traverse City.
Yes.
Think about rates and hotels at certain times of year, especially during our major events in the summer. they do go down at certain times of the year. So you can take advantage of so many things. And the way we try to bundle the airfare to a hotel, to transfers, all that, and save you money on top of that.
What about folks that are going, uh-oh, I forgot to plan my winter trip, my Christmas break,
well,
winter
you're okay.
break.
You're
are
okay.
you okay?
You're okay.
Okay.
Couple of the things, you know, speaking of Christmas, you know, when we start thinking up, we're seeing a lot of things coming out from the various tour companies that are really talking and saying, hey, you know, get that winter getaway now type of thing. So we see some great discounts that are out there on not only airfares, but also, again, the actual program. So it's not too late. But if you're thinking about a winter break, that's one thing, because you can go at certain times that maybe aren't the traditional
sure.
week of spring break in yeah. certain areas, which is ours, okay? And when you're looking at the way the winter is going to fall this year and Easter and everything like that, we decided as a company to go ahead and block some charter space out of Lansing, because we decided that it gets to a point in time where there's just no space left. So we do have hotel rooms and charter space for everyone who might be thinking about going over our spring break, which we have made these reservations purposely because we want to make sure that we can get people, you know, reserved now. And you travel the 25th of March through April 1st of 2018, and we have space. All you need to do is call our office in Traverse City and ask for Sarah Bird. Sarah is kind of leading this right now, and she has the information to get you there. But I wanted to make sure I mentioned it, and I will continue to mention this, too, because this is a kind of an important part of it, is we've got the airfare, the
yeah.
rooms, everything to put them, take you there.
Yeah. You know, and there are some of those. I think we always talk about those warm destinations mm-hmm. as it gets cooler, and because we love our autumns here in northern mm-hmm. Michigan so much. But that is such an interesting concept, because I was thinking, well, what about fall in Maine? Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's, you know,
East Coast.
East Coast is beautiful. I mean, I'm a, you know, South Jersey
yes,
girl.
You are.
Okay, grew up there. And so I've traveled all throughout New England, too. And it is beautiful. Again, you know, depending on when you're going, you might find it a little bit peak time, too. But mm-hmm. it's still affordable, and it's still a great way to go see it and do it.
You know, I was reading something a couple of days ago and thought about you, because one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit is these little trips, the girl trips, the guy trips.
Oh, definitely.
And the wedding industry has gone gangbusters with the bachelor and bachelorette getaways. Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be that the gals, you know, went out to dinner and maybe that was it. And now I was just invited to a bachelorette trip overseas, and I was like, wait, what is going on here? A, I'm not going, and B, I'm like, wait, when did that start happening? That's a big deal. This is one of those trendy things, and mm-hmm. when you're talking about getting all your friends from all around the country together in one mm-hmm. spot, you need a travel agent.
Oh, you definitely need, and it's funny, you asked me when it started, and I think it's not to put a group, age group together, mm-hmm. but at certain times, when we refer to, let's say, the millennials, whatever
yes.
would be the case, they started traveling as little kids.
Yeah.
They were little tykes, and the parents were, they were going places with their parents, unlike maybe my age, who didn't start maybe traveling
no,
until
my
later.
Parents just left me with a neighbor.
Yeah. You know? said, you
See
enjoy,
ya.
We're going
you
here.
You kind of know her. Go. Bye-bye.
But at the same time, they grew up in travel.
Yeah.
So it's not an unusual thing to think of going to a place overseas to have these things happen. Destination weddings were not as popular as mm-hmm. they definitely are today.
Well, it used to be destination weddings were just elopement.
Yes.
And now it's not. Now it's a big deal.
Oh, it's a big deal. And it's an industry that's boomed. It's mm-hmm. something that we work definitely within that industry. But at the same time, it is it's amazing. Now, there are a lot of places in the United States that we watch bachelor and bachelorette parties. And Las Vegas.
Vegas is the
one.
Big one.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
But people want to go and enjoy themselves as friends and do these things. So, yes, it's a thriving business. It's only going to get larger.
Yes,
it's only going to get larger.
I know. I felt like the curmudgeon. I'm like, you want to go where? I thought maybe we would hang out and have some dinner, you know?
Maybe overnight in a hotel someplace.
Exactly,
you know?
Maybe. But, you know, also, wow. Which is fantastic. I really feel like that's a really cool idea. And especially as people get older, a lot of things are happening, too. I've read recently about instead of the class reunion, you start having reunion trips.
Yes.
Where, because I think as soon as everybody got onto social media, they're like, well, I know what everybody's doing.
Right. Now I know what they look like. You know,
right.
We just need to get away someplace and enjoy ourselves.
So now let's pick the real friends and then let's go do something. And that's really something that's catching on.
It is catching on. And people want to travel the way that they have their lifestyle built.
Mm-hmm.
And that lifestyle being built, how they eat, how they exercise, what they do. And that's, you can do it all, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. And, you know, when we've been talking about getting groups of people together, whether it's a group of girlfriends or guy friends, or you have that reunion trip, whatever it might be, there's also the multi-generational travel, which is another thing that is catching on that you and I have talked about quite a bit. But there are definitely going to be different needs for little Jimmy and Grandpa, you know, Grandma Sue.
Right.
Different needs. And Bonnie, one of the big things that you have been an advocate for is disability and travel. And if you have someone who's maybe wheelchair bound or who has a cane, who can't maybe keep up with some of these walking trips or walking groups or things like that, you specialize in this and you can make it so that everybody's going to have a good time at the same trip.
Yes, there's no, you can travel as long as you are, you know, capable to travel. And no matter if you have a wheelchair, or no matter if you need a cane, no matter if you have a family member with any type of disability or something like, you know, autism, Down syndrome, anything like that, the barriers are not there anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, even going through TSA makes it so much easier when you just, they work with you. There's no problem about that. We have called in advance, especially Traverse City is an amazing organ. Those TSA people here are the best. And they really understand, and they have family lines. You didn't see that going through security years ago. You would be behind the business traveler who is the warrior on the road, would be standing with the briefcase behind the family of 12.
Right.
And they've never traveled before through security, and all of a sudden it's like, but now they have designed TSA to make it good. The family lines, the, you know, the pre-check, all those different things like that. But travel has to adjust to the demand, and that's what it has always done.
And the demand now is multi-generational. Demand is barrier-free travel, as you put it. I love
adventure
that.
Adventure travel, everything. It's all those different types of destinations or those lifestyles that we have. And people are living longer. We're taking better care of ourselves. So traditionally, you know, maybe we're not necessarily ready to retire, but we're also ready to go on trips that are bicycle tours through some wonderful destination. Or it's the you never would imagine that you would see a multi-generational family with all the different ages going down the rafting in destinations. And all of a sudden you have all these different age people and they're like in screaming and enjoying themselves in Colorado, shooting the rafts or any place in the world.
Right.
And one of the things I think has been the river cruise industry has taken the traditional ocean liner off and has opened a world that's amazing. And that's where we see all different age groups. It's not just for people who have retired or, you know, are a little bit older. It is all ages now. And that's what's even more fun about it is to see that because you get the experience history in the making.
So we do have some calls coming in, Bonnie. And of course, you're talking to Bonnie Pentozzi. It's our potpourri show today where we just kind of sit back and we talk travel with the Travel Authority. 947-0023 is the number to call. That's 947-0023. Rasa is in Lake Ann. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I usually make the travel arrangements for my mom, who's 88, who's a very young 88, and her husband, who's 92. And her husband has a little hard time walking. He has a bad ankle. So I have done escort, wheelchair escort, for both of them. And the last time my mom said, oh, I'm perfectly capable of walking. I said, you know, Mom, just do this. Believe me, it's a little bit easier. And they said it was absolutely phenomenal for them. They were met even at the curb, and they went right to the gate, and it was so carefree for them. And it's not saying that they're feeble. It's just saying that gives them a little bit of a, you know, a streamline. And I completely did it when I booked their tickets both ways for their journey. And they both commented how wonderful that was for them.
That's a great, first of all, what a great story, Rasa. Thank you so much for sharing. And honestly, that's the kind of thing that when you think about something like that, when we think about as we're getting a little bit older and you think about the hustle and bustle and of travel, and especially during those peak times and people are going, oh, I don't want to fight the crowds. When you're in an escorted wheelchair, even if you say, just like Rasa's mom did, I don't need this, but at the same time, you're not having to deal with people pushing you aside, and I really, really enjoy that. That's something that the airports offer.
And they offer that, and one way to go. We should do things like that. Sometimes it can make or break a connecting flight, you know, especially if you're going through Minneapolis. That is a long haul sometimes to certain gates, and they do have the carts. They have a few things, but if you have somebody escorting you, they know how to get you there and get you there comfortably without you worrying about, am I going to miss my flight?
So something that she did for her parents, you can do that. The Travel Authority can make sure that that is done not only just in the airports.
Right.
You can have that kind of service wherever you are on your vacation, whether it's on a cruise or you're in a resort.
Absolutely. We just need to know the depth of what the individual that's traveling needs. We do that every day. I'm going to share something with our listeners. I will go sometimes by wheelchair when I'm traveling because I have a foot injury that's a permanent injury now. And that happened a few years ago. I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to do. And you're right. You don't have to be feeble. You don't have to be any of that stuff. I love that comment.
Yeah.
You just need to have a need, and it works.
And the escorts don't treat you that way.
No, not at all.
That's
They're
part
fun,
of it.
Actually.
Yeah. That's part of it, too. You don't have to sit back and feel like somebody is treating you in a way that makes you feel less than you are.
You bet. And there's no, there's nothing wrong about it. It's the best thing to do. It's a service that many, many people use.
Well, I just want to say thank you to Rasa for that comment coming from Lake Ann. If you have any questions, we have just a few minutes left here, 947-0023. Travel can be difficult. It can be intimidating. Travel can be stressful. When you are wanting to vacation, the last thing you need is to be stressed out.
So why put it in there? We'll help you take that out of there.
That's that is so true. And, you know, I know we're running out of time, Bonnie, and you wanted to check on touch on a couple of things.
You know, it's fun. We've interviewed these three companies several times, and Crystal and Colleen and I love to say this name, Hurtigruten.
Hurtigruten.
Well, Hurtigruten is coming to Traverse City. We're doing a series of events, you know, travel nights.
Yes.
So September 13th, if you want to mark your calendar, we'll have Hurtigruten here. September 27th, who we love, Insight Vacations, and it's our own favorite, Janet.
Oh, we love Janet Anderson.
It's September 27th. And October 18th, we've had Avalon Waterways on with us many times.
Oh, I love
them. A cruise night. All of our events are going to be held at the Botanic Gardens at the historic Barnes Park.
Oh, what a great idea.
How great that is.
Yeah.
And they all start at 6 p.m. So the only thing we ask is that you just, when you get a chance, give us a call at our office downtown. Just let us know you're coming, how many people are coming, just so we have a good count as far as making sure we have the proper space. But there are three events who I'll make sure we remind, you know, from week to week as well. We'll be having things going out of our office, but how much fun is this? We get to, you know, and they're going to be in here. They're going to be on our show the day of it because they're all Wednesdays.
Oh, that's so great. And don't forget the office downtown Traverse City, 116 Cass Street. And you can call that office at 947-0880.
That is correct.
And, you know, the Travel Authority has office locations all over the country, all over Michigan. But guess what? We're still local. We're right here in northern Michigan. And this is, I can't wait to hear from Hurtigruten.
I know. You'll get to get to meet Eric.
I'm so excited. Excited about that. Now, Bonnie, it has been an absolute pleasure And I do want to say thank you to Rasa, who called in, to everybody else who's saying, you know what? Yeah, it's time for me to start booking those travel plans. If you didn't book your winter vacation, it's not too late. Bonnie can help you.
Oh, not too late, but you want to be doing that now.
Yes, you do. Okay. And again, all you have to do is call 947-0880 or go to thetravelauthority.com. Whatever you need to do, 24 hours a day, everything you need to find the Travel Authority will help you out online. Bonnie, thank you so much.
Oh, you bet, Crystal.